Unions have expressed concern over the rising COVID-19 infections in South Africa's prisons. They have warned about the consequences should the Department of Correctional Services fail to put measures in place to curb the spread of COVID-19. The department has recorded more than 3,500 officials and more than 1,800 inmates who tested positive for COVID-19. Now, Public Servants Association spokesperson Ruben Maleka joins me on the line for a further discussion on this. Mr. Maleka, you are worried about the increase in COVID-19 infections in prisons.
Look, first of all, we are concerned because we have noted the rise of the infection rate in the prisons. And at the same time, we are also noting that the prisons organization are calling for the, you know, unduly release of inmates. And we are saying that we have made a serious call during the course of level 5 lockdown, making proposal on how the department should approach the issue of COVID-19. And it took them time to listen because they only applied and, you know the proposal that the PSA made then only now in July. And we find that that is too late given the nature of the infection rate that is going on in the correctional centers.
So basically the PSA is blaming the government for not doing enough to prevent COVID-19 infections.
Definitely, because, you know, at the time, one or two of the proposal was that we wanted to say that the correctional officials, who are very, you know, on a daily basis, most of them utilizing public transport, as we can see now that they are also part of those employees who will be in the 100% taxi, you know, full. And it means that by any chance that they get infected, the chances are that when they get to the prison, the inmates might be infected. So we ask for provision of transport of correctional officials. We also made a plea that the ongoing classes in terms of education for inmates should also be stopped to ensure that they don't move from one place to another. And the third one being, you know, transportation of inmates unnecessarily to different prisons. We are saying this is not the moment where you can transport the prisons around various centers as a part of rotation, because we definitely know that there's a chance of them moving around that they might spread the infection from one prison to another. And that is, that call is only implemented now, but we find that it is too late.
So basically, when you submitted your proposals, you never got a response. Is that what you're saying, that you did not get a response when you made those proposals?
Yeah, in fact, when we made the proposal, remember this process is consultation process of saying what is the union's view. And we made these views as PSA, but we felt that at the time of making those views, the employer never took them serious to implement them immediately. So they only implemented very late now in July. So already there's a damage cost. We have seen what happened in Potchefstroom where the inmates went on strike and they wanted to be, you know, relocated due to the infection rate. Those things could be avoided if the department can listen to the advice that the PSA has provided at the time.
And do you perhaps know how many of your members have been infected with COVID-19 and which provinces have been severely affected?
Currently, we have noted that it's mostly Western Cape, prisons in Northwest and also Free State. Those are the most prisons that also have been a high rate of infection, and we're saying that given the situation, they should have, from the point of when we raise these matters, you know, ensured that they implement our proposal and avoid what now it becomes a crisis. Imagine now if the undue inmates that have not been rehabilitated are going to be released in the midst of the economy that is ailing, where the jobs are being cut. Where are you going to take them? Because obviously the likelihood of those inmates coming back to the community and commit some of maybe very serious crimes. And we have noted recently that most of the, you know, high rate of crimes is also in terms of housebreaking, GBV, gender-based violence. Those are rape and other things. So those things can also be aggravated by just simply say that because of overcrowding of prisons, inmates must duly be released.
Should it happen that these infections spike, as a union, what steps are you going to take?
Look, we think that therefore there must be alternatives to say that how do they now, capacitate the centers, meaning that the current cohort of officials seems not to be enough. Because, you know, as the virus spreads, it means even our officials, some of them, will have to go and quarantine. And that actually causes more problems. So we are saying, given that they've delayed, the only critical point that they need to focus on now is to capacitate the centers by employing even the retired or those who left the services early to come back and assist, even if on on a contract basis, so that we ensure that we have got capacity that can deal with the issue of making sure that the prisons are safe. At the same time, those that are getting infected, they can get time to do the quarantine process and the isolation.
And that was Public Servants Association spokesperson Ruben Maleka. And they are concerned about the rise in COVID-19 infections in South Africa's prisons.